Let's move on to the next one, please.
291, request of Neil Walker to address council regarding interactions with Portland Police.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mayor Hales, Commissioner Novick, and Commissioner Saltzman. My name is Neil Walker, and I appreciate you giving me a chance to share my experience. And I've been struggling to come in somewhat formal, and Maya said I could show up authentically. So I wanted to share my story with emotional balance and housing, and you had discussed a need to also hear affirmations for my interactions with the police force. So I wanted to comment on where I am, or where I was, where I am and where I'm going. So where I was on February 9th, had an emotional dam break, and through a fairly unregulated emotional experience, Project Respond in Portland Police had discussed with me how I had been out in the Northwest 23rd and Burnside area for 4 hours and had showed concern that I was not fully present. So I wanted to share that experience that Project Respond, again, and Portland Police have been very supportive in my sometimes emotional unregulation.
Good.
So with that, I wanted to mention that Officer Wendy Ham, last spring had done an outstanding job with sensitivity, professionalism, and support, as well as Project Respond and the Portland Police, as I discussed where I was. Where I am today, very humbly saying that I'm houseless, and as far as emotional regulation goes, I'm in counseling for complex PTSD with EMDR therapy in mind and trauma recovery exercises. And where I'm going is I'm hoping to reduce my hypervigilance and my inner critic to increase my self-compassion. And housing, I'm anticipating getting some acute employment in the food and beverage industry, and then Cascadia is sponsoring a housing opportunity in an apartment for 1 month's paid rent, to the best of my knowledge. And then I want to say that the town of Stevenson, Washington, and specifically a cashier named Charlie, had been very supportive in my journey throughout the years. And so I want to say thank you for the opportunity again, Commissioner Fritz.
I apologize for being late. I was talking with Senator Betsy Johnson on this at the state level.
Dana had made a great quote about keeping your mouth quiet when needed. So I'll finish with that. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, we're glad to hear you're doing well. And I'm glad to hear that folks like Project Respond and Cascadia and Officer Ham have been reaching out and giving you a hand when you need one. So that's, we appreciate both you sharing your progress and the folks that have been doing their jobs.
I think sometimes that the police and Project Respond, I think, give me a lot more leeway sometimes than is necessary. However, because of that support, I've been able to take an inventory of my growth and emotional goals.
Good to hear. Well, yeah, you take care, and we appreciate hearing from you. And whenever you do need help from those folks, you know how to reach help now, and that's good.
I'm coming back in May and wanting to share a possible link between PTSD and housing. Nice to see some progression on my part. Community concerning housing, which I hear is an aspiration of yours.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
As it happens, right now, Commissioner Saltzman's staff and my staff are meeting upstairs with folks from Project Respond and Central City Concern and looking at ways to provide more housing options for folks that have had mental health crises and need to get stabilized. So your experience is informative to that good work.
Appreciate it. And then also I had a really grounding conversation with Mr. Mubarak from R2D2. And I think he struggles with that that issue also. Thank you.
Sure. Okay. Well, thank you. You take care. Good to see you.
Thanks for not asking any questions.
Thank you.